When you read this, you can feel the Lord's anger at people who don't forgive. You can feel it. Now, I must acknowledge that this is not a very good translation. Excuse me, but it's... See, the word in Aramaic for sin is hov, which is the word for debt. And so many of these parables of our Lord that have to do with debt. Huh? Simon, I have a question for you. There were two debtors, owed a man. One owed, I forgot, five drachma, and the other owed 500. And he forgave them both. Now, which of them do you think loved him the more? Well, the one who forgave the bigger debt. Well, don't you see this woman and so forth? You know the story. But you see, our Lord exploits the fact that in Aramaic, the word for sin is debt. You remember the old, I guess, Anglican translation, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors? See, it's the literal translation of the Our Father. And so, see, we're in debt to people when we sin against them. And we can't do anything about it. They have to do something about it. We can ask forgiveness and so forth, and hopefully we'll get it. So now the Lord takes this thing, because Peter asked him this question. See, this guy, he sins against me. Now, suppose I forgive him seven times. That's pretty good, huh? Jesus says, Peter, you don't get it. It's 70, 70, 70, 70, 70 times. Because that's what I do for you. And if you want to live in any kind of a human world, you know, suffused by my grace, then that's what you got to do. Then he tells this parable. Our Lord is so marvelous with his parables, right? So the fellow, the king, whoever he was, wants to settle accounts. Now, the translators have given up trying to keep up with the, owed him a huge amount. Well, the text, you know, says a certain figure, which would be like the national debt of Israel. You know, it's a huge number. But since, you know, as the rate of exchange and all the rest, the translators, he owed him $20 million. At least. Now, since he had no way of paying it back, now how he ever got $20 million in the first place, but he had no way of paying it back. Understand? That's us. We have no way of paying it back. And so, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all his property in payment of the debt. Still not going to pay the debt. But you see, that... So they're sold into slavery. The servant fell down and did him homage and said, be patient with me and I will pay you back in full. He can't pay it back in full. But he's got to say something. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave. And here they have the loan. Not a loan. I mean, it's a loan in a way, but it's a debt. That's what Jesus does for us, right? Every day. So then the servant left and he found one of his fellow servants who owed him it again, a much smaller amount. See, because it's hard to... What's the dollar amount for, you know, maybe $1,000? He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him and said, if you notice, exactly the same words, be patient with me and I will pay you back. Well, there's a possibility that this could really happen. The other, there's no possibility at all. But he refused. He had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. You see, debtor's prison, you go there, and prisons were not like, it cost us $35,000 or $40,000 a year to keep a guy in prison now, you know, but it didn't cost very much in those days. And so the family has to gather around and get the money to pay back. Or somehow, he's got to go, you know, tell his wife, sell the house and give the guy the money so I can get out of jail. I mean, something's going to happen. So he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Exactly what the master didn't do. So when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said, "You wicked servant." Our Lord is pretty firm about this forgiveness, isn't he? "You wicked servant. I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. You went to confession. The priest gave you absolution. You're fine. You see? Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" And then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. Well, whoa. He's not going to, you know, it's over. And then the last line. "So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgive your brother from your heart." That's a very powerful parable, isn't it? And so let's take about 2 or 3 minutes in silence to make sure that we have forgiven everybody. Everybody. Now that's a matter of the will, right? Your emotions might not catch up right away. That's all right. They will. But if you can just say, "I forgive." You see, if you let it out of your mouth, it's done. And little by little, your emotions will catch up. But it's important to realize that. See, forgiveness is a matter of the will. And the emotions will catch up. So let's take a few minutes to do that.